I want you to break me. I want you to push me against the hard wall of my apartment, trapping me there with your body, looking down at me with hooded eyes and a placid look on your solemn face. I want you to grip my hair in your powerful hand, winding your fingers through my tresses until you snap my head back and force your mouth on mine. I want your kisses hungry, demanding, engulfing. The fire of lust stoked further as your tongue forces itself past my teeth, overpowering me, owning my mouth. I want your hardened cock pulsing against my hip as you tear the shirt from my body, buttons flying and fabric screaming in protestation as you drag me to the bedroom, clothes littering the floor as you go until I'm before you, naked and trembling. I want your hands rough on my body, exploring every inch as I suppress a whimper. Your face betraying nothing as you pinch a rosy nipple between your fingertips deftly. Only then will your eyes draw to my face to witness the exquisite pain that shoots through me as you pinch harshly. But I won't admit it. At the sight of my parted mouth and reddening cheeks, your mouth will curve slightly before the mask is back, your features once again neutral. I want your heavy palms on my shoulders, forcing me to my knees. I want to look up in rapt adoration as you pull yourself free from your slacks, looking down at me with eyes darkening in desire. I want your hands to come to the back of my head, forcing your cock past my moistened lips. I want to hear your guttural moans as you thrust forward into my mouth over and over, burying yourself in my throat as far as you can until my eyes are wet with stinging tears. I want you to continue thrusting, murmuring that I'm your good girl for taking so much of your thick cock. I want your breath quickening until you finally pull free, shuddering. You'll see the subtle defiance in my eyes, and this will cause your cock to throb. You'll want to bend my will to yours. I want you to be heady with lust, eager to make me yours completely. I want you silently pushing me down, down until my back hits the rough wood. Your breath quickening as you part my legs and begin your mouth's descent. My body will give me away, soaking wet. Your harsh face rubbing against my trembling thighs as your mouth moves forward, your lips grazing my entrance. Your breath hot between my legs as I quiver under your mouth. And then I want your hands on my knees, pulling my thighs roughly apart as your tongue traces my delicate folds. I want to hear your groans as your mouth explores me, tasting, nibbling. I want you trapping my swollen bud gently between your teeth, your tongue swirling, my hips bucking against your waiting mouth until I am right at the edge. That's when you'll stop, pulling away and smirking down at me. Your head will tilt slightly, your eyebrows raised as you stare down at my flushed and wanton form. I'll know exactly what you're waiting for. And I'll need to say it, because I desperately need you inside me. Please, I'll quietly beg. Please fuck me, sir. You'll tease, pretending to consider my request before moving up the length of my body, nestling between my thighs and sliding your cock into my welcoming pussy. I want your body heavy, weighing me down and stopping me from moving. I will be yours, and you'll feel the proof of my submission as I wrap my legs around you, pulling me deeper into you and moaning loudly. I'll offer my entire body to you, your dark chuckles vibrating against my neck, your cock thrusting in and out of my twitching pussy over and over. Then I want you to order me to come for you. I want your voice growling in my ear that I'm yours, that I'm your good girl, that you own me. Tomorrow night.